The war of Pope Francis against Christ and his church has never been so apparent than today. This is the David L. Gray Show, voicing truth and reason. Let's get into it.
Hovering over the skies of a post-Christian society, we have spotted a man with a donut in one hand and rosary beads in another.
Child, I'm about to whoop Satan's behind.
He is boldly proclaiming truth and reason like no rigid Catholic ever has before. The David L. Gray Show begins now.
By which we know that Pope Francis is the duly elected pope of a valid conclave, but at the same time is not the successor of the Petri ministry, which is the ministry office of St. Peter, is that one of the charisms of the Petri ministry and a gift from the Holy Spirit is that the successor of this office becomes himself a source of unity for his brother bishops. This is a charism of the Pope because it is one of the three duties that Christ Jesus gave Peter. And it was given to him on the night of the betrayal when he told Peter that you will deny me three times. But when you turn back, strengthen your brothers. And most importantly, Christ Jesus adds this promise that I have prayed for you that you might not fail. So the promise of Christ Jesus that is successor to the ministry of Peter never fails to be a source of unity for his brother bishops. If you want to hear me more, if you want to hear me talk more about the other two duties of Peter, I'll drop a link to that video in the description box and a link to my book where I talk about the duties of the Pope. But in the instant case of this duty, we have verifiable evidence now over the past 10 years that Pope Francis is not a unifier. He is not in the ministry of Peter. In fact, he has demonstrated every opportunity that he is only interested in dividing the church by attacking faithful bishops, persecuting faithful Catholics who just want real worship, promoting the heresy of homosexualism, and altogether instigating a war in the Catholic Church. And today, we have even more evidence that this man, in as much as he may be the administrative successor of Peter, is not his spiritual successor. The upcoming Synod on Synodality this fall, 2023, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops had recommended to the Pope Francis the names of five persons whom they felt best represented the values of American Catholics. The first name recommended was the current president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, Archbishop of Archdiocese Military Services, Timothy Broglio. Perfect choice. The second was the former president of the USCCB, Archbishop of the Archdiocese of New York City, Cardinal Timothy Dolan. The third were basically leading theologians in the conference, Bishop of Winona, Rochester, Minnesota, Robert Barron, whose name doesn't need to be qualified, Bishop of Fort Wayne, South Bend, Kevin Carr Rose, who is leading the USCCB, their National Eucharistic Revival, and who also chairs the conference's Committee on Religious Liberty, which is a pressing issue for Catholics worldwide, and the Bishop of Brownsville, Texas, Daniel Ernest Flores, who is the head of the conference's Committee on Doctrine. I know traditional Catholics may have wanted some others to represent them at the Synod, but these are the men who were chosen by their peers. We can certainly nitpick here, maybe we should, especially with Dolan and Barron about how far to the left they are. But I think they were reasonable and logical choices for the conference, and Pope Francis could have accepted them. But because he is not a unifier, he's not a unifier Pope, but an agent of war and strife and division, he decided to continue his war with Catholics in the United States by essentially canceling out the votes of these delegates chosen by the USCCB and by selecting the most flamboyant collection of homosexuals posing as successors of the apostles that this world has ever seen. This is who Pope Francis believes represents the values of the United States of America that he would like to see. These are the Skittles from our church that he has summons to the Synod of Synodality to cancel out the votes of Broglio, Dolan, Barron, Rose, and Flores. He's bringing his closest allies and friends from the United States, the men who he calls in to subvert Christ and his church in the United States. Here's the names. flaming homosexual Archbishop Cardinal Blaise Joseph Supich of the Archdiocese of Chicago, who I'll call America's Pope. Flaming Queen Skittle, Archbishop Cardinal Wilton Daniel Gregory of the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. Flaming homosexual Jesuit James Martin. Flaming homosexual Bishop of San Diego, Cardinal Walter McElroy. Homosexual agenda ally Archbishop Cardinal St. Patrick O'Malley of the Archdiocese of Boston. And soft on the homosexual agenda, Bishop Paul Dennis Etienne of the failing Diocese of Seattle, Washington. We haven't seen anything this gay since the Village People's last album in the final episode of Glee. As soon as this group of Skittles walks into the Senate, the song It's Raining Men is going to start playing from the speakers loud. And Skittles are going to start just falling from the sky. Just Skittles everywhere. There hasn't been a posse this caliber called together since Captain Wilson and the boys surrounded Jed Cooper and hang him high. At this point, we're just hoping that the delegations from Africa does their best impression of Clint Eastwood in the movie and that they use the word heresy as early and often as possible. You know, it's as if Francis said, okay, sure. I'll take your largely orthodox cardinal and your four irrelevant bishops and I'll raise you. Three Skittle cardinals, one Skittle ally cardinal, one Skittle ally bishop, and one gay Jesuit. Pope Francis is not bluffing. He's playing for keeps. He's not playing with you. He sees you as a problem. You are in his way, and he's out to destroy the Catholic Church as we know it. He is actively trying to kill the faith of as many Catholics as possible. If you haven't gotten that message yet over the past 10 years, it's time to wake up. I'm not saying that any of this is related to the calling of your baptism, to be holy, to be saints, to go forth and sin no more. None of this has anything to do with the fact that we need to keep one hand on our rosary beads and one foot in confession. But you do need to be aware of what is going on in your church so that you don't be surprised when the walls come crumbling down and you need to find space in the catacombs because it's coming sooner than you know. And I'm about sick and tired of you people dropping down in the comment box talking about it's the Freemasons. Are you serious? Stop listening to people who tell you that crap. Whoever is telling you that it's the Freemasons are... Those people are working for Satan right now. That's what they're doing. Because we are so far beyond the Freemasons, it's ridiculous. Sure, the Masonic ideology is still at play big time. Go watch my recent talk at the Coalition for Council of Priests if you want to understand how, or read the million things I said about that over the past 13 years. But Satan is no longer wearing his square and compass mask. He doesn't need that anymore. The mask is off. We're not using secret handshakes and aprons anymore. The mask is off. It's not a secret anymore. It's out in the open. Satan has his pope right now, and he's coming for you. Saint Peter, please pray for Pope Francis that he might receive the charism and the holy office that Christ Jesus first bestowed upon you, and that he does become a source of unity for his brother bishops and for the Catholic Church. We do pray that in Jesus' name. But until then, until next time, stay woke, and blessings and peace to you and to yours. Thank you for watching the show. For more content, just smash that subscribe button and a notification bell. And you'll be notified whenever I upload new content. Hopefully, but not always, you'll get that notification. And also, please consider becoming a sponsor of the show. You can do this a couple ways, either by going over to patreon.com/DavidO'Gray. And just for a couple of dollars a month, you'll have access to all of our exclusive content over at stdominicsmedia.com, or become a YouTube member of this channel. And again, for just a couple of dollars a month, you'll have access to all the content on this YouTube channel that is older than 5 months. But either way, please keep me in your prayers and I'll keep you in mind. And remember that Jesus loves you and is there for you. Thank you.